Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
You know, I was thinking about this, watching the game last night and Friday. I mean, this atmosphere is so incredible right now. You look out on all these people and all this excitement, and I think the 84 Cubs and Ryan Sandberg started all of it.
Listen to those crowds. Might as well join them.
The Sandberg game, that day, on June 23rd, 1984.
In a left center field and deep, this is a tie ball game.
The game of his life was happening on the game of the week, and it actually changed his life and his career.
Oh! He hits it to deep left center. Look out. Do you believe it?
Way back. Might be out of here.
Hey, hey, hey.
He did it again. He did it again.
Oh.
The game is tied. The game is tied. Holy cow.
Sandberg, in the Cubs' last at-bat, has twice delivered a game-tying home run, a solo shot of the night. A two-run blast with two out of the 10th.
Tony, not only can I not remember the last time I broadcast a game this good, I can't remember the last time I've seen a game this enjoyable, this entertaining.
The Cubs and the champion! The Cubs win! Look at that mob scene!
Yeah, he was a superhero. I can't imagine a person handling their fame better, their responsibility, you know, for a city better than he did.
Batting second and playing second base. Taking his fifth consecutive All-Star start, the National League top vote getter from the Chicago Cubs, Ryan Sandberg.
Ryan Sandberg, who received the biggest ovation of the evening. Boy, they love him here in Chicago.
Well, Harry, it is Ryan Sandberg Day. They're honoring perhaps one of the greatest second basemen in baseball history, and an overflow crowd here to bid him adieu.
You know all of his accomplishments, 9 gold gloves and 10 all-stars and more homers than any second baseman ever, the best fielding percentage of any second baseman who ever lived. He is simply one of the all-time greats in Chicago Cubs history.
He was a gentleman both on and off the field, still a teammate.
Everybody on their feet, look at that. His players are all there also, huh? His teammates. We'll never forget you, Rhino, the sign says. Boy, oh boy. Does that tell you a story about the man's popularity?
You know, I think all of us owe him a debt of gratitude for creating this and creating all those memories. And we all love you, Rhino, from the whole fan base. You know, thank you for everything.
I don't have the words to describe Cub fans. You picked me up when I was down. You lifted me to heights that I didn't know I could reach. I feel like every Cub fan in the world is here with me today. And by the way, for what it's worth, Ron Santo just gained one more vote from the Veterans Committee. I love you too.